house when the bell rings. Those, remember, Kaula, I can't force other members. Yeah, because one of the whips was here, ne? To notify me.
Let's not talk about us and we, but we are not going down when the bells ring, because we have discussed it and it is rude to the candidates, and so we will stay.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Prof. You're welcome. Relax, just feel free. My name is Nonhlanhla Ncube Ndaba. I'm a member of this portfolio committee, of this ad hoc committee. Yeah. You can sort yourself. It's fine. We'll wait for you. But, yeah. You've got only for 5 minutes left in this room. Yeah, 3 minutes for you to answer the questions and 2 minutes for members to ask you questions. Yeah. Why are you? Oh, 3 minutes for you to answer the questions and 2 minutes for members to ask you questions. Yeah, if you're ready, you can tell me. Yeah, it's 5 minutes. If you didn't hear the question well, you can ask the member. Yeah.
I think I've got it now.
You can switch off your mic now.
Can I switch it off?
Yeah.
Okay, good, thanks.
You can switch it on after when, and yeah.
Okay.
When the member is asking, you switch it off. When you're answering, you switch it on. Yeah, thank you very much. Without any waste of time, tell us about yourself and why do you think you are a suitable candidate to be appointed to be in one of the posts as a commissioner for CGE.
Yeah, as you can see on my CV, my name is Annie Stein. I think I'm a suitable candidate for this position as they specify that you should have a record of commitment to the promotion of gender equality and also relevant knowledge and experience in the field, and I think I have both of these properties. In terms of my record of commitment to the promotion of gender equality, I've dedicated a large portion of my present job to this. As you might see from my CV and the relevant experience and knowledge in this field is also visible through what I've written down and the articles I've published on this and the international audiences I've addressed on the matter. So given those two requirements, I believe that I can fulfill perhaps one of these positions. If I may add, I also think that I've got the time available to fill this if it's a part-time position, so it won't necessarily be negative to my present working conditions or situation.
Okay, honorable members, honorable Velma, honorable Van de Merwe, honorable Kaula, honorable Tseke, honorable Maros, honorable Tembegwayo, honorable Mamstori, honorable Maluleke, honorable Dr. Maisela, honorable Tseke, and honorable Sanda, yeah, the last one.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good day to you, Professor Steyn. I'm Womanio Drugin. I'm a member of this committee, and I use a sign language interpreter here, and I have one voicing for me. Before I ask my question, I just want to say, if you hear there's a bell going, then you can expect members to go and vote, so please excuse us. Some people think we might be rude, but we are MPs. We are expected to go and vote, so if we do get up, if the bells ring, I just want to apologize beforehand. Now, my question is specifically focused on vulnerable groups, disabled children, disabled adults, people with albinism, members from the LGBTQI community, and you see escalating issues of violence against these vulnerable groups. So we have good policies, we have good laws, we've signed various international conventions, but we still find that the violence against those groups are on the increase. Now, my question is, if you are appointed on the Commission of Gender Equality, what kind of work would you do, or what programs or workshops would you give to ensure that the violence against those groups decreases? Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting question. And, the problem with many of these violent crimes are that they are not premeditated, and that it's difficult to think on when and where they will occur. And in that regard, I think it's something.
You can't hear him. Or what?
I think it's something very difficult to manage as such. So I think interventions in terms of training and such kind of interventions will have minimal effect on these instances. It's basically, I don't think interventions specifically related to this will have any substantial effect. The intervention should be related to basic human rights, that everybody's got their own space in the sun. So I think interventions could rather be related to basic human rights rather than to these specific groups. With that, I'm not saying that awareness could be beneficial, but what I'm stating is that these incidents is very difficult to manage.
Yeah, you know your numbers. The way I called you is the way you're going to follow.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good day to you, Professor. I'm Liesel van der Merwe. I would like to understand what makes you passionate about the issues of gender equality, and how would you ensure, as if you are elected to serve as a commissioner, what would your focus areas be as a commissioner in terms of ensuring greater visibility of the CGE, as well as making sure that we achieve meaningful gender equality? Maybe you can touch on some of the challenges that you've identified that the Commission for Gender Equality might be struggling with. I also wanted to ask you about the issues of gender-based violence in South Africa, whether you could maybe share your views on why you think we are not winning the war against gender-based violence. Maybe if you could touch on some of the policies and what you could consider as some of the challenges in this regard.
My passion towards the topic, I think it's difficult not to have a passion towards the topic, because it's a general issue. We all have mothers, we all have sisters, we all think of them as humans, and it's a horrible thing to say that we think think of them as humans, but people are basically equal, and it's unfair to treat people in an unequal manner. So that is where my passion comes from. You asked many questions. The second one related to gender-based violence. That's still a big issue in South Africa. You might have observed from my CV that I served several years in the South African Police Service, 15 years. During that period, I worked as a psychologist in the police, and one of my functions was to deal with domestic violence, where the direction of the violence was generally in the same direction. As I stated with my previous answer, these intimate type of crimes are very difficult to police and very difficult, I think, to manage through legislative processes. Why we are particularly troubled by this phenomenon is, I think it's just reflective of the general system. I don't think it's just indicative of the system as a whole. I don't think it's particular that gender-based violence is high in South Africa. It is violence is in general high. So I don't think we need to specify that specifically. Is there another question I didn't answer? I thought you had three questions. Okay, fine, thank you.
Next.
Thank you, Chairperson. Welcome, Mr. Singh. I'm Mrs. B. Malulege. I just want to find out from you, what is your understanding of the core function and power of CGE?
What I read in the annual report is that it focuses on legislation, it focuses on research, and it focuses on information. So there, I think there's three general areas. It's not reflected necessarily in the organizational diagram, but I think that is the areas which they focus on. These areas then directed at creating a society where people are treated equally. So that's what I think the core functions is. If I could see any role for me in that, it might be related to perhaps the search function on which I've got good experience.
Honorable Kola.
Professor. Okwaminje ngifuna ukwazi la. Mhlawumbe uyabona indlela lana yabantu besifazane indlela abaphila ngayo, especially njengoba sikhuluma ngomhlaba, bagcine sebehlala uthole ukuthi umuntu wesifazane uhlala ku-one room nobaba wengane ney'ngane uthole sezindala, awukwazi ukuyitshinga iy'ngane zakho. So ngamanye amazwi kusho ukuthi awunawo ama-private. Yini masikufaka la ongakwazi ukuthi ululelelwe abantu besifazane bakwazi bakhululeke bathole indaba njengomhlaba, bakwazi bakhelwe izindlu nesidima abazohlala kuzona, bakhululeke nabantwana babo, ngoba ukuze nabantwana babe nesithunzi, kanjalo nomama abe nesithunzi. Obe kugcineni gcine ungasabikho lento ebizwa ngokuthi i-private ebusuku masekulelwe. Mhlambe nami ngifuna ukuyikhumulela nengane eyayikhumulela, yilapho nje ngikwazi ukuthi ungasiza kanjani. Ngikhuluma ngomama ney'ngane. Ngiyabonga.
Good afternoon, Professor. My question is just a simple one. As you are aware that it is well known that in our society you will find that there is a woman with her husband, and they are living in the one room, only to find that woman, they have got about 10 or 15 children, And there is a challenge of privacy, because we are also having a challenge of land ownership and the availability of houses in this country. So how are you going to assist us if you were to be appointed as a commissioner to assist these women who are experiencing these challenges? Because sometimes we'll find that their privacy is being affected because they are using one in the same room. There is no enough accommodation. Thank you.
Yes, I would wish I could give you an answer on that, and if I had the answer for that, I don't think we need this commission anymore. I don't really have any answers to that question. I acknowledge that this question, the matter exists, that it's a problem. The only way I can contribute to that problem is from a research perspective, to try and specify the nature and magnitude of the problem. But solving it as a commissioner, I doubt it will be within my ability. So I can collect data on it, I can make the data look sensible, and yeah, even commission research on that, but solving it, that's beyond my abilities.
Thank you, Chair. Denise Robinson, I don't think you could answer that question. It's not within the realm of the Commission. But I, with your insight into the mind and how people think, what can you do, perhaps in a different approach? How do we deal with this patriarchy, the attitudes which are conveyed to children?
Sorry, Maro, because the bell is ringing, Prof, ne? We'll have to go to the house and vote and come back.
Can't lose, we won.
Okay, honourable members, let's continue.
We pass this. Okay, who was next? It was Marop.
Yes.
Marop,
now Marop has forgotten what she was saying. But the general trend was, with your insights into the human mind, with your psychological insight, can you help us, please? And what can you do within the CGE for us to get to the psyche of people to work out what is it that causes this violence and what measures can we implement to try and break the patriarchal culture and to reach young men and women and children to be independent thinking? Thank you.
I think the first thing that we can do perhaps outside this commission is by providing good role models to our children and to the society in general. There is good research that shows that people follow the examples that others set. So, yeah, Bandura's research is on that. I did some of my own research on that. You can perhaps remember the experiment where children are exposed to violence, and directly after watching this particular program on TV, they also mimicked this violence. I read in your annual report that it seems that the Commission has some influence at what was the publication board or the censor board or something like that. And I think perhaps you can play a more active role there to prevent children exposure to these role models that are extremely violent models. I don't necessarily say that they are male models, but it's violent models in general. So I think the Commission can perhaps play a valuable role in that regard.
You know your numbers. Who was next? Honorable Temboyo.
Thank you, Chair. Welcome, Professor. The Commission has, amongst other powers and functions, as regulated by national legislation, to research and educate. And I know, as a professor, you are an expert in those mentioned fields, but not forgetting advising aspects. If appointed as a commissioner, what changes do you believe can be made, which is advice, to the criminal justice system to improve the conditions of women, especially citing one with regard to gender-based cases which are delayed or files are destroyed? Secondly, what is your principles of gender healing with reference to hashtag MeToo movement and its applicability and relevance to a multicultural society of South Africa? Thank you.
Honorable Temboyo was the last name. Yeah, who was next? Oh, you haven't asked. Oh, okay. Honorable Stanley, you can ask your question.
Can I perhaps answer? Otherwise, I'll get confused.
What do we? I thought you said he's done. Oh, you are done. Okay. Sorry, Prof. You can continue.
You basically asked me two questions. I think one related to legislation and procedural matters in terms of gender violence. On that, I should honestly answer you, I don't have a good idea about that. I'm not a legal expert, and yeah. So the first question, I don't know. What I do know about it is that I've seen processes nowadays with the people I'm in contact with in terms of gender or gender-based violence or family violence, where the process seems to work well and they got good service from the police. So there's also those cases and the courts. Things went very smoothly in that case. In terms of the Me Too phenomenon, and that is what it is, I think it changed the world. It created massive awareness, and it changed the world. Did it change the world for the better? Could be a question. Are we oversensitive now, and are people, men vindicated in this process? I think also that is also part of it. So yes, we made wonderful strides in the process. Yes, it created wonderful awareness, but I think people are getting very, very sensitive. That's my answer to it. The world is a better place after that.
Okay, thanks, Prof. Honorable Stanna, and it's okay? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, Professor. Two questions. We do a vetting of all the candidates and their CVs, and we do get some state security and some background checks and things like that. In terms of the personal credential verification report, your qualifications haven't come up on the MIE report. Perhaps it's a glitch on the system, but I tried to check your CV whether there was any qualification included, proof of qualifications. You've probably not asked for those, but do you know of any reason why potentially they could have been? The information about your qualifications not being coming up on this report. And then, sir, I've been listening to your answers throughout this process, and I'm still trying to find out what you, if you are appointed as a commissioner tomorrow, what are you going to do with this role? Because a number of the commissioners do need a strong research background. So why is Professor Steyn so important to have on this commission? What are you going to do?
In terms of my qualifications, I don't know what's going on there. I've got an recent academic record which shows it, and I've got the diplomas handed over to me, and I could promote myself in this process. I've got a PhD in industrial psychology, a doctor of literature and philosophy, did it full in social psychology, and then I've got a PhD in business administration, which were all awarded to me. So I've got the physical proof that they exist. In terms of my own contribution to this committee, I thought that I could bring something non-political, non-legal, non-gender study related, and something quantitative to this committee. Quantitative then almost in contrast to many gender study like research. When saying that, I indicated it in my application as well, it seems that the commission do actually quite good quantitative research. I was under the impression that the research is not that good and that quantitative, so yes, I was surprised, but I think that is what I would like to bring to the commission.
Honourable Take.
Thanks very much, Chair. Good afternoon, Prof. My name is Grace, thank you. I'm of the view that in preparation for this interview, you have gone through the Act, the Commission for Gender Equality Act, which was passed in 1996. So my question is, what is your understanding of the independence of the Commission for Gender Equality as a Chapter 9 institution and as stated in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa? Thank you so much.
I think it's a very good question, given what I also read in the report, the Garda Asmal report, that the Commission should all be collapsed into one. On the independence, I think the argument for independence would be that there could be better focus of this particular commission, not focusing on everything, but focusing on something specific and something that is important. When I looked at the reports of the commission itself, it seems that despite this particular focus, there's still many, many, many activities that the commission is involved in. So, independence would hopefully relate to better focus, and that is my position on that.
Because I'm still within my minutes, I just want a follow-up on the Garda Asmal report that you have just indicated. According to you, is the CG is still relevant today, or are we supposed to amalgamate it, as Garda Asmal is saying, with other Chapter 9 institutions like your human rights, your Commission for Cultural Linguistic, and the rest of all these Chapter 9 institutions?
My answer would be yes and no. Yes, it can help with focus. And no, as I answered perhaps the first question, human rights is human rights. And if it's a language right or if it's a right to certain privileges, that is what you should aim for. So, I know the first answer is perhaps not the one you want, but that's my answer.
Yes or no? No, okay. I've got flu. You see, Prof was laughing himself. Okay, thank you very much, Prof. I think we're done. Thank you very much, Prof. I think we're done with your questions. Thank you very much also for coming. You'll hear from us in due course after we've done with all the candidates. Then we'll give you the outcome of the interviews. You are going back to Gauteng. Fly safe. Thank you very much.
Can I just make one last comment, maybe? I think the Commissioner have got a massive task, and I wish them the best in the task. And thanks for accommodating me in this interview. Thanks.
Thank you very much.